Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's Wildcats 30 with Mike Paremka here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and westmorelandgold.net.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to another edition of the Wildcats 30. The Wildcats 30, a closer look at the academics, arts, and athletics in the Greater La Trobe School District. My name is Mike Paremka. I'm the Assistant Superintendent at Greater La Trobe, and I'm your host this month and every month on the Wildcats 30, the first Saturday of every month at 8 a.m. on 98.7, 107.5, 1480, 910 Westmoreland Gold. You can also listen to us on the internet at westmorelandgold.net, the iHeartRadio app. It's the Westmoreland Saturday Morning. This morning, I'm joined by my guest, junior Arielle Teppert. She is a junior, as I said, at our senior high school. Arielle, thank you so much for coming on the show with me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
This is our first, I'm trying to do a broadcast, too.
So right. Typically,
this is just a radio thing for me.
But I remember.
This month, we're going to try to do a broadcast that we can put on the Wildcat Network as well. So I tried to find the most photogenic guest that I could.
Oh, thank you.
To counterbalance my face for radio. So, Arielle, thank you for joining me. Tell me a little bit about you. You're a junior at the high school, so tell me what that means in 2021.
Yes, so I am a junior at Greater La Trobe Senior High School. It's an awesome school. I'm very involved in the academics. I'm taking a lot of AP classes and advanced classes. I also love to participate in musicals. I'm a varsity cheerleader, along with participating in scholarship pageants and doing a ton of community service.
Okay, so we're going to talk about that scholarship pageant piece here in a little bit, but let's go back. AP courses.
Yes, AP courses.
What does AP stand for and what's that mean? What's the difference between an AP course and a regular course?
Sure. So AP stands for Advanced Placement, and it's just a lot of hard work and a lot of time that goes into your classes. I've been doing them for a few years now, and it's a little bit different because they give you more work and the work is harder.
Okay. So how many of those you have?
I have two this year, and I had two last year.
Two of them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know that the first quarter just ended. Did you do well?
I did. I have all straight A's this quarter.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Well, very good. That's awesome.
Thank
so
you.
So you do that plus cheerleading.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the cheerleading squad?
I am on the varsity cheerleading squad.
So that you have like practice and stuff you have to do there?
Yeah, we do. We stunt, we tumble, we do cheers and chants, we learn a lot of stuff, and then we're able to perform them at games.
Is that something you've done since you were little or not?
Actually, quite recently. I started last year and I had to learn a ton. I had to go in for extra help because it was hard for me to catch up, but now I absolutely love it.
Okay, very good. You sing?
I do. I sing the national anthem at different sporting events. I had the opportunity to sing at the Steelers game before, along with doing just different performances.
Wow. You probably don't have time for a job.
I do have time for a job. I always have time for extra things. I work at Miller's Prom Shop.
Okay.
And I get to sell different dresses. They're pageant dresses, prom dresses, and I also babysit on the side as well.
Anything else that you do?
Just about. That's it.
That's about it.
Yeah, 20, that's about it.
Arielle needs 27 hours in a day to get everything done that she does in a day.
That's correct.
When last we spoke, and you were a guest on the Wildcats 30 probably 3 years ago now.
Yes.
I think you were you coming out of sixth grade to seventh grade?
I think I was, yes. Yeah. Out of sixth grade into seventh.
Okay, so you were making that leap to junior high school, but you were also involved with a pageant back then too.
Yes, I was.
So tell me how, because I believe when I had you on the Wildcats 30, you were going to that pageant.
I was.
So tell me about it. Tell me what it was again and how you did.
Sure. So it was USA National Miss, which was one of my favorite scholarship pageants that I attended. And there I won a lot of academic awards along with community service awards. And I placed top five in talent throughout the whole nation, which was pretty cool to me because I sang and that got me into that top placement.
Okay. Was that your first, we're going back to sixth grade, so you're like 12 years old. Was that the first time that you had tried something like this or had you done them before?
It was my first national pageant. And I was quite nervous, but I went there and I did my best, and it was a really fun time.
But you had done other local pageants?
Yes, local ones, state ones, but never national ones.
Please understand, I'm not so good with the verbiage on local, state, national, and all that kind of stuff. So how did you get into this? I mean...
Well, my mom was a pageant queen, so I was born into the legacy, of course. And I got to try different pageants when I was little, and then in junior high school, and now in high school, and it's something that I really enjoy. It's taught me a lot of skills, and I'm going to keep sticking with it.
Like what? Skills?
Skills, so interview skills, obviously.
Okay.
I'm talking to you today.
You're doing excellent, yes.
Thank you. Introduction skills, where I can stand on a stage and give people a brief summary about myself, talent skills, modeling skills, academic skills, you name it. that's what it teaches you.
Wow. And do you find yourself using, obviously, some of those skills in your coursework here at the high school?
Absolutely. Every single day, especially whenever I meet new people or I'm trying to communicate with teachers, it always helps me out.
You're watching or listening to the Wildcats 30, a closer look at the academics, arts, and athletics in the Greater Latrobe School District. Mike Peremko alongside Arielle Teppert. She's a junior here at the senior high school. And we're going to get into what she's doing now, but the Wildcats 30 brought to you each and every week here on the Westmoreland Saturday morning, Westmoreland Gold 98.7, 107.5, 1480, 910, and at westmorelandgold.net and worldwide. You are worldwide, Arielle Teppert.
Hi, everyone.
On the iHeart Radio app. So, all right, so you got this national thing coming up here.
I do.
Tell me about it.
Sure. So, the national competition I'm going to is National American Miss. I'm Miss Pennsylvania Junior Teen right now, and I am so excited. I'm leaving here in about 3 weeks. So, a lot of hard work has led up to this. I'm working on my interview skills, my introduction skills, my talent, formal wear, all these different things at once, along with being a junior, which entails a lot of hard schoolwork and working and everything. So I'm quite excited, but I'm a little bit nervous.
I'm sure that you are. Now you're going to a national pageant.
I am going to a national pageant.
So in order to get there, you had to win state.
Yes. Okay. So I won the Miss Pennsylvania Junior Teen state title to get to nationals.
Junior, say that again, junior?
Junior teen.
Junior teen. What's the age range there?
So for junior teen, it's about 13 to 16. So that's where I stand right now. I'm at the top of my age division, which should be a pretty good time.
Okay. Did you have to win locally to get to the state pageant?
I did not. Okay. You can just go right from your home to states and then try out and compete.
So what type of things did you do at the state pageant? What areas did you participate in?
So the state pageant is the same as the national pageant. It's just with girls from all across the country versus girls in your home state. So I did formal wear, which is everyone sees it on TV with the gown. Mm-hmm. I also did talent, where I sing, introduction, where I give a brief speech on stage, and interview, where I can talk to the judges for about 6 minutes. At nationals, it'll be around 12 minutes, and it'll just a really great time.
Do you have to do all of those things, or do you get to pick and choose? Like, are there some of them that you have to do? Do you have to do formal wear? Do you have to do the interview? How's that work at a pageant level?
So you do.
I obviously have never been in one.
I understand. Yeah. So you do have to do formal wear, introduction, and interview. Those are the three mandated phases of competition.
Okay.
And then talent, casual wear, photogenic, spokesmodel, things like that. Those are optionals.
Okay.
And that's something that you don't have to do, but I like to participate in.
Now, if you do that, does it help you in winning the overall pageant, those optional things?
Not at all.
So it doesn't count at all?
No, especially half the time what they do is they have a separate panel of judges for those competitions, so the main judges don't see you for any of those phases of competition.
So let's get back then to the ones that you have to do. Do you do all of those, like, in front of a crowd or an auditorium? Like, My pageant experience has been limited to watching them on TV.
Right.
Or talking to your mom about them.
Yes.
Okay. So what I see is I see contestants who are on a stage in front of a whole crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the way it works for you in your state pageant?
Most of the time, yes. We do formal wear and introduction on stage along with all of the optional phases of competition, but we do not do interview on stage. That is behind closed doors with judges.
How many judges?
It ranges. Six was at states, but there will probably be more nationals.
And it's a longer time period at nationals. You said you've got to go 12 minutes instead of six.
Yes.
Okay, so how many pageants have you been involved with up to now?
Well, that's countless. I've been doing pageants since I was about four. So if I had to guess, I'd say, I don't know, like 30, 40.
Did they all have an introduction and an interview part?
No.
Most of them?
Most of them, yes.
Do you get the same questions? Or, like, you know, do the judges, I guess my questions would be, do you know what the questions are in advance?
Most of the time, yes, because we have a resume that we get to talk about ourselves on. But lately, especially with the National American Miss organization, which is the pageant I'm going to in a few weeks, they've been disregarding the resume completely and just asking you these off-the-wall questions. So you have to be prepared for anything.
And you have to think on your feet
then.
Yes. Okay, so your introduction is probably something that you know and you give to them, but then that interview could probably go anywhere based upon your resume and what a judge wants to know about you?
Absolutely.
Wow. What's the hardest question you ever got in an interview?
It's not even the hardest. It was just the weirdest. I got asked if I was a breakfast food, what breakfast food would I be? Obviously, you're not expecting that in an interview. You're expecting, why would you like to win the title, or how are your grades kids in school, not what breakfast food. That was probably my hardest question.
Okay, so I would either be bacon or sausage.
I would be pancakes or muffins.
Pancakes or muffins. Now, all right, why?
Because they're sweet. I love chocolate chips. I love sugar. Anything sugar you give me, I'm going to eat. It's my favorite and always has been.
Well, that's very good. All right. What's the most difficult part of preparing? I imagine this is no different than any other activity that you're involved with, whether it was dance, cheerleading, anything. You obviously have to prepare for this.
Yes.
Probably easier to prepare for an introduction.
Absolutely.
Because that's all about you, right?
Yes.
But how do you prepare for everything else? How do you prepare for formal wear? How do you prepare for the interview and stuff like that?
Lots and lots of practice and getting different people's opinions on different phases. I have a lot of helpers, especially at home, where they'll watch my phases of the competition, give me feedback, and I just have to take it into account and apply it.
So you have coaches?
Yes, I do have coaches.
Multiple coaches?
I have two coaches.
Do they often give you differing opinions?
Sometimes, yes. We all have to sit together and figure out what works best for us.
This is very fascinating. You're listening to the Wildcats 30 or watching the Wildcats 30 this month here on the Westmoreland Saturday morning, Westmoreland Gold 98.7, 107.5, 1480 WCNS, and 910. WestmorelandGold.net. You can watch us or listen to us on the internet and worldwide at the iHeartRadio app. Mike Paremka alongside Ariel Teppert. I'm the assistant superintendent. She is a junior here at the high school. So let's talk about going to Florida. So you
sure.
Win. So you win this thing in the state.
Yes.
Did you win all of those categories, or did you just place high in those categories that we talked about?
So I won all of those categories. Sometimes you don't, though. Sometimes you're really close. It's just an average of all of the scores and, of course, the final walk, which the final walk, some people might not know what that is. It's where every contestant has the opportunity to walk on stage one last time. You're judged on that as well, and that kind of ranks you in the scheme of things.
How many participants in the state? So how many people were you competing against in your age group?
I'd say about 60 this time, but before it's been 90, 100, 200. I feel like COVID has kind of lessened those numbers a bit.
I can understand that. Was this the, and then we're gonna get to the national competition. Was it the hardest one you've been in comparative to others, or do you think you just maybe get used to it with age and experience?
I feel like there's different aspects. There's always going to be competition. There's always going to be girls that are just as good as you or better, and you have to learn to better yourself and apply different corrections. National pageants are the hardest because you have the best of the best coming from all different states. You don't know what they're going to offer, so you just have to learn to prepare yourself and do the best that you can.
So you're headed to Orlando.
Yes.
Ready to go.
I am.
You have all of your stuff.
I do have all my stuff.
How many days will you be in Orlando relative? I know you might have some free time on your own.
Right.
But how many days spent on this pageant in Orlando, the national pageant?
About 10 days. So it's a lot of days between rehearsals, different phases of competition, different parties. It's just a big week of fun, but it's also a lot of work, and it can be very tiring.
How many contestants at the national level now? How many people will you be competing against?
About 50.
So essentially one from every state.
Yes.
In the United States, maybe some territory, stuff like that.
Yes.
Does every state send some, or are there some states that aren't represented?
There's some states that aren't represented, I believe, but most states do send a representative from each.
Okay, so now I got to think, though. You've got 50 winners from 50 states, and you all get together, right?
Right.
Is that highly competitive? Is it cordial? Is it competitive?
It's very competitive, but at the end of the day, all the girls are really nice. I haven't really had any problems with anyone, but it's very competitive, and we're all there to win.
Do you take a look at the competition when you get there? Anything this one's going to be tough? Or
I try not to, because that ends up psyching myself out. I don't like to watch other girls, because then I second guess what I have to offer and everything that I've been practicing, and that's just never a good thing, so I don't watch them.
So you just stick to your plan?
Yes.
And you go forward with
yes.
it?
Yes.
Awesome. What competitions what things are you going to be doing in the competition in Orlando?
Well, I'll be doing interview, introduction, formal wear, talent and casual wear. They're all the ones that I've done at states prior, so I'm a little bit more prepared for those. I really enjoy them, and those have always been my favorite phases.
Are any of those optional? We had talked about optional things before.
Yes, talent and casual wear are both optional.
Okay, and you're going to choose to do those, but that does not impact your outcome for the overall pageant.
Not at all. Different judges.
Your first national pageant?
Yes, USA cool. National.
Miss. USA National. And it's the same age group that we were talking about before?
Yes, I'm in the junior team division now.
Okay. Okay. Anything unique about this pageant that's coming up, and anything that you have to prepare for, or something that maybe they highlight more?
Right. I believe that National American Miss is my favorite pageant I've ever done. I actually started with NAM back when I was 6 years old, so I've been sticking with it for a while now. It's my favorite. It's community service based. It is about growing confidence for young girls, and I'm all about that motto, and I'm going to continue to stick to it.
What's your community service piece? Do you have a platform?
I do have a platform.
Talk about your platform.
Sure. So my platform is One Simple Wish, which is a national nonprofit organization that raises money for foster children in need.
Okay.
It also grants their wishes of any type, whether it be a book or money for a computer. We do everything for them that we possibly can. I started this organization whenever I was younger, and I actually had a friend that was put into foster care. It was just really hard to see, you know, what the family went through, what she went through, and I never got to see her again. So I knew that I wanted to start raising money for these kids and just benefiting their lives in general.
So in addition to, I know you have a website, we're going to talk about your website here where folks can make donations. Do you get out to other events and promote the platform? How does it all work? Is it word of mouth?
Absolutely. So I go to different events, different fundraisers, and I just talk. I get on the stage and I talk about it. I'll give people different flyers. I have my own personal website and giving page for foster kids. Anything that I can possibly do to help them, I'm going to do.
Do you get feedback? Like, do you get to meet with other foster children who are in the system? Do you get feedback from them on A, you know, the things that you're doing for them, but B, on their needs?
Absolutely. I actually met a few foster kids a few weeks ago in September, and it was awesome because they were with their new families, they were living a good life, and they helped me color some stars, and we sent them to more foster kids in need.
What is your what's your site if someone would like to make a donation?
Sure.
To your platform?
So this is a long one. So it's https://www.onesimplewish.org/giving/Ariel.
You had to have this for the state pageant as well?
I didn't have to have the website, but I chose to. But my platform, yes, I did.
Okay. What were some of the other platforms? This is fascinating for me. What were some of the other platforms that were out there?
So a lot of them were about either animals or helping other kids in need, whether it be educational or raising money for kids whenever it came to their needs, but none of them were about foster children. Mine was unique in the fact that I have a personal connection with foster kids, and I had my own platform that was a little bit different from everyone else's.
Do you think that helps you to maintain, obviously you put a lot of time and energy into your platform. Do you think the fact that you have that personal interest in it and that personal experience with it helps you to maintain it?
Absolutely. I feel like whenever judges look at what you're doing and they see the grand scheme of things, if you have a personal connection, I believe it does help benefit you a little bit because you have more to offer and you have more knowledge on the topic.
So, all right, last question about the pageant. So you're gonna go to Orlando, you're gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sure you have a ton of free time.
No.
What do you mean?
Not a ton of free time.
Is it like
time.
A vacation?
No.
What's a typical day look like when you are in competition mode?
So you get up around 5 a.m. every day. You go get your hair and your makeup done. You go to rehearsals. You go to competitions. You go to practices. You go to parties. You try to find time to eat, and you're done around 11 or midnight. And you have to do that for 10 days consecutively.
And then you say that there are competitions. Does it all culminate in one big event, though? Like one big evening or one big day where you're doing all these things on the stage? Or are they separate throughout the week?
They're separate throughout the week. So one day you might have formal wear on stage. The next day you might have interview behind closed doors. But you always have practices, parties, rehearsals. You name it, we have it.
You get any free time?
A little bit. Actually, we are going to SeaWorld, and it's going to be really exciting because I've never been there before. So we have about 1 to 2 days during the 10 and 12 where we actually get to go out and do something fun with our families, but most of the time is competition.
That's what I was going to ask you. So is that family time, or does the pageant schedule things for the contestants to do together?
Mostly it is family time. We might have a community service activity that we do or something along those lines, but most of the time is family time. And and I enjoy that for sure.
Absolutely. Mike Paremka, the Assistant Superintendent at Greater Latrobe, your host each and every month here on the Wildcats 30, the first Saturday of every month at 8 a.m. on 98.7, 107.5, 1480 WCNS, 910 Westmoreland Gold. You can also visit us on the internet at westmorelandgold.net and worldwide at the iHeartRadio app. We are a part of the Westmoreland Saturday Morning, and I don't often get to talk to students in the Wildcats 30. I'm usually interviewing board or administrators from the school. I'm interviewing teachers, coaches, etc. I love it when I get to talk to our students and learn about what's going on in their lives. You know, we see you from 7:30 in the morning until 2:30, expect you to get all your homework done, study for all your tests, but yet, you know, here you are cheerleading, you're working a job, and you're preparing for this competition, and I think
right.
It's terrific.
Thank you.
Kind of leads me into my next question. One more question about the pageants. Let me jump
sure.
back.
Okay.
So what do you get if you win?
Oh my goodness. The prize package is unbelievable. Not only do you get scholarship money, but you also get the crown, the banner, you get to do different photo shoots, travel around the country to different pageants, bring more girls in. It's just a great opportunity, and I would love to have it.
New car.
That is optional. So
It's
the Ford Mustang convertible that's pretty sacred at National American Miss. And you get a coin, but it's for any contestant. It's not if you win the pageant.
Wait, so you really could win a car?
I could win a car.
But you have a 1 in 50 chance?
No, I have a 1 and how many girls are at the pageant altogether in different divisions chance.
Oh.
So it's not just 1 in 50.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
here's hoping for that plus all the other stuff.
I'd like that.
So you get to travel around the country, though. Now, wait a second. So would that stuff happen, like, during the school year?
Yes, it would.
So you would have to manage that in addition to everything else.
Right. But I'm willing to do it because it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It's pretty remarkable. Ariel, we have, you know, 5-6 minutes left here in the show, and I'm so glad to have a student on the show. You know, obviously the last 2 years or so have probably been unlike any of your other 10 or 11 that you've been in school.
Yes.
With the pandemic and with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about your life as a freshman and as a sophomore during hybrid learning, during a shutdown?
Absolutely.
How has that impacted you?
It's been crazy, to say the least. Having to switch between hybrid, online, and in school has taken a toll on all students. I feel like we're a little bit behind now in our learning. We've been helping each other. We've been going in for extra help. We're just trying to play catch up at this point, but our teachers and staff have been really good about helping us. It's just been a crazy time and one that we've all had to learn to deal with and to push forward with.
When you go back to March and the shutdown that happened, you know, every kid and the adults that are affiliated in the school district too, we all love snow days.
Right.
But you got like March, April, and May full of snow days.
Uh-huh.
When did the fun wear off there?
Oh my gosh. So whenever we got the announcement over the speaker, I thought to myself, oh, we're fine. I'm not even gonna take my books home. So I didn't take my books home and I had to come into school and get them again. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be fine. We're gonna be here for a few weeks. It's gonna be fun. Whenever a month went by and we were still online, I realized how real the pandemic really was. And that's whenever it started to get harder for me and all my friends.
I understand. Now, obviously, you're a very good student. You talk about all the courses that you're taking, the AP courses, etc. With that switch to online learning, you're in front of the computer screen
right.
all day, right? Connecting with your teachers. Easier, harder, or just different?
I think it was just different. For me, I'm always on top of my schoolwork. I always stay on top of things. I work really hard with everything. So I wouldn't say it was harder to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of easier because I was able to work with more friends on our assignments, but it was just different because you weren't given the option to have face-to-face interaction with your teachers and really get hands-on learning.
What did you miss the most about being in school?
Probably seeing my friends on a day-to-day basis. I am an only child, so whenever I'm home, I don't have siblings with me. So whenever I come to school, I always look forward to seeing my friends. So that was the hardest part.
Yeah, but
for
come
me.
On now, Ariel, let's be honest. Kids today, you're all about your phones, and you really you hardly ever have face-to-face interaction and all that kind of stuff. Did you just keep up on your phone? Didn't you Snapchat and Instagram and you don't Facebook because that's an old person's thing? But like, didn't you guys just do that? Isn't that normal for you?
I mean, mean, we use it to an extent, but I think everyone thinks that we're always on our phones or always this and that. We love to be face-to-face with each other. In fact, I don't really call or text people. I FaceTime people all the time. You can ask my parents. I'm always on FaceTime with someone because you can see their face, their reactions to things, and if you're not able to see them in person, you can at least see their face over a screen.
You and my daughter would get along. She's a big FaceTimer. She's upstairs, I'm downstairs,
I
and
know.
She FaceTimes me. When you came back to school last year, mm-hmm. okay, that would have been the start of your sophomore year.
Yes.
Did you have a different appreciation for being in school? Did it feel different for you? Did you feel like, I can't take this for granted because it was just taken away from me? Did you have that feeling, or was it just, here, this is what we do?
I mean, I feel like everyone kind of takes school for granted a little bit because mm-hmm. it is free for us. We get it every single day. And I mean, sure, but to a point whenever we had to come back and relearn things that we've been missing, it just was a real eye-opener that everyone has to stay on their work and you have to keep challenging yourself and keeping yourself on track.
Hybrid schedules on 2 days, off
not a
two
fan.
Days. Why not?
Because you're just thrown around and you're in school, you're out of school, you're learning on your own, you're learning with your teachers. It's just like a big jumble of everything. I'm a person that I like to stick to a routine. Mm-hmm. So if I have the option, I'd either like to stay online completely or stay in school completely.
One or the other. And if you had your choice, you'd be in school.
Yes.
Wearing masks in school. You have to wear a mask now as a student. Is that tough, or are you just used to it at this point?
I think it's a little bit tough still. Sure, we're more accustomed to it, but it is on your face 7 hours of the day. We don't really get breaks anymore. Last year, we did have mask breaks more. We don't get them as much this year, so I definitely would like more mask breaks. I'm not a huge fan of the mask, but it does keep our school safe and keep the numbers down, so I'm all for it.
So what do you want to do when you graduate? Because I know, like, you're junior year right now, end of
right.
the first quarter, you still have a year and three quarters left. But I will tell you, you talk to any of your teachers, time goes by very quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't believe when I looked back that it was 3 years ago that I talked to you.
Absolutely.
What do you want to do when you graduate from Greater La Trobe?
So I would love to be a news anchor for a national news station. I take the broadcast class this year and I did it last year as well, and I absolutely love it. I'm the news anchor for our morning announcements for WCAT-TV. You guys should all watch that because it's great. And it's just something that I'm a huge fan of and I would like to continue with my career.
So you have experience sitting in this seat.
I do. I sit here a few times a week, actually.
Do you help, are you purely broadcast only, or do you have to help to put the news stories together and the broadcast together, or do you just read what's on the teleprompter?
I do not just read what's on the teleprompter. We do different projects. We do different graphics. Right now, I'm actually working on a TV intro for the morning announcements. It's a Friends reenactment intro, which I'm really excited about.
I can't wait to see that.
It'll be fun.
Have you had the opportunity to do any internships? I mean, I know,
I have.
You know, we have lots of media in our area. Obviously, we have the big networks in Pittsburgh, but have you had a chance to do anything like that?
I did. I had the opportunity to go with Melanie Gillespie and go and encounter different news stories. So I went there and I got to go to different news stations. I got to go out on the job and talk to different people in the real world about crazy stories that are happening. And I love it and I'm all for it.
Where are you going to go to college? Have you thought about that at all?
I have. I'm between a few different places right now. I'm between Kent State University, Syracuse, and the University of Miami. They're all really good broadcast schools, and I want to kind of check them all out before I make my final decision.
Very good. I appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to be on the Wildcats 30 with me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Good luck and
Thank
best
you.
Wishes in the National. Not only do I hope you win, but I hope you get that Mustang.
So do I. I'd love it.
Absolutely. So that concludes our Wildcats 30 for this month. For Mike Paremka, this is Arielle Teppert reminding you to listen to the Wildcats 30 each and every month, the first Saturday of the month, here on Westmoreland Gold and the Westmoreland Saturday Morning.